What's up, Warriors fans? This is the We Believe Golden State Warriors basketball podcast, a sports ethos presentation. Sam Orlick here, coming at you post-game from the Warriors dropping an absolute killer game to the Chicago Bulls. 125 to 122 was the final score. More than the loss, though, was Steph Curry rolling his ankle in the final minutes of this game. He immediately limped to the locker room. Steve Kerr does not have an update yet for Curry. He mentioned that Curry's got his foot in a bucket of ice. Obviously did not look good. Did not necessarily look severe like months and months, but could be 2 weeks, could be a few days. We don't really know. Dub Nation obviously really just holding their breath until we find out more. So much of the season and playoff hopes and aspirations for this team obviously hinges on the availability of Steph Curry, and he's been incredibly available this season in particular. So, you know, obviously disappointing loss to the Bulls. We'll get into that a little bit more after quite the spanking of the Milwaukee Bucks just the night before. But obviously, first and foremost, got to address Steph Curry and his ankle, and hoping for a quick and speedy recovery as well as a quick timetable to return. What does that mean? Would Steph Curry be out for, you know, a week or two? It's going to be a lot more Chris Paul. It's going to be a lot more Brandon Podjetski. You're going to see a lot more Draymond Green. Moses Moody is going to get involved in the action as well. Klay Thompson, Jonathan Kuminga. Basically, all these guys are going to, there's going to be more shots to go around. Obviously, I think conjuring up offense is going to be a little bit more challenging without the gravity of Steph Curry. Obviously, you've got, for the Warriors, the next two games are against the San Antonio Spurs. We go Saturday and Monday, and then Wednesday, the Dallas Mavericks, and then the following Saturday against the Los Angeles Lakers. So, silver lining, the schedule is somewhat less punishing is the word I'm looking for, because you've got some time off here, or just not a ton of games over the next week. You basically have got, you know, two games. Basically got two games until the Mavericks next Wednesday. So, and again, both of those against the Spurs. But it's going to be all hands on deck if the Warriors are going to be without Curry for an extended period of time. It's going to be really interesting to see who steps up. It's going to be another opportunity. You'll probably even see Lester Quinones crack the rotation. Doesn't change a lot for the bigs, but certainly guards and wings. And it's been interesting. Andrew Wiggins came back, and he's looked good, but his minutes have been limited. Been playing around 15 minutes per game. Hard to know if that's due to kind of ramping up after missing some time, taking some time off, or also related to the emergence of Moses Moody, who's been playing a lot better, really taking up his defense to another level offensively, you know, aggressive, fighting for rebounds. Moody tonight nearly had a double-double with 10 points and 9 boards in just under 23 minutes. 0 for 4 from 3, so it would have had even nicer line if some of his threes had gone down. 5 of those 9 rebounds were offensive. So, and Wiggins certainly wasn't bad in his 15 minutes. 3 of 6 from the field, 0 for 2 from 3. Nobody could get it going from 3 tonight other than Klay Thompson, who was 5 of 12. Curry in his own right was 3 of 12. But Wiggins was a plus 7 in his 15 minutes. So I don't think that this is Andrew Wiggins, you know, being punished or not playing well or anything like that. It just kind of feels like a ramp up. And also, Moody has earned minutes. Kerr has said as much himself. So maybe Wiggins is going to, you know, it's going to be a little bit more of a timeshare between Wiggins and Moses Moody, at least for the foreseeable future. Certainly know that we need Andrew Wiggins for the playoffs, assuming we get there, to, you know, defend the likes of Luka Doncic and other elite, you know, superstars in the league that Wiggins has demonstrated he can do at a high level in the playoffs. So, man, this one hurt, though. Warriors had a 13-point lead, cut to six at the end of the first quarter after Kuminga fouled DeRozan on a corner three. He hit the three, made the free throw. That was a huge swing. And then the Bulls just went on a big run. They scored after only scoring 25 in the first quarter, which again should have really been 21. They scored 36 in the second quarter, 38 in the third. Warriors had a big push in the fourth, stepped up their defense, knocking down shots, but just not enough to close it out. Again, you had Curry roll his ankle with a few minutes left. Draymond Green picked up a triple-double with 10 boards, 12 assists, and 11 points. He would foul out, though, ultimately on an offensive foul, a legal screen, with like 3 or 4 minutes in the game. So you lost Draymond and Curry in this one in the closing minutes. DeRozan down the stretch, you know, one of the best closers in this game, hitting big buckets, felt like the game was out of reach. But with like 35, 40 seconds left, Klay Thompson stripes a three, puts the Warriors up one. But again, DeRozan comes back the other way and gets an and one. And then Podziemski, really nice drive to the basket, basically a wide open layup, but he couldn't convert. That was basically the icing on the cake. Chris Paul even hit a three with 2 seconds left, but Warriors out of timeouts. And just not enough time left to close this one out. So this one really hurt, especially because everyone else in the standings won tonight. That's the Suns, Kings, and Mavericks. So hurts a little bit more for the separation in the standings. Again, you've got 3 games against Dallas left on the schedule. That certainly helps. You picked up the win last night against Milwaukee. Again, 35-point shellacking of the Milwaukee Bucks. A healthy Milwaukee Bucks team, I might add, that the Warriors really had to beat twice. They had a 20-point lead at halftime. Milwaukee cut it to 6. Trayce Jackson-Davis checks into the game in the third quarter, gets 3 quick blocks on Giannis, totally changes the game, and Warriors just explode. Late in the third and just take over in the fourth quarter. It was pretty spectacular against a really good Milwaukee Bucks team that hadn't lost since the All-Star break. So that felt really good. And on a night against Chicago, when the Warriors only hit 11 threes and the Bulls hit 16, there just wasn't a lot of good things going on for the Warriors. I mean, Warriors not turning the ball over, which was great. They only had 11 turnovers on the night. But the shot making of Chicago, they got 33 from DeRozan, 33 from Vucevic, 20 from Colby White, 14 from DeSumo, 10 from Javon Carter. Meanwhile, on the Warriors side, Klay Thompson led the way with 25, Kuminga with 19, Curry with 15, Paul with 15, Draymond and Pods with 11. So contributions up and down, but not enough shooting, honestly, to hang with the Bulls. And another clutch game lost, unfortunately, which just really stings. I mentioned Draymond Green's triple-double. That's actually his first triple-double in a few years. So that's a fun little stat for Draymond. Great to see him play at a high level. Again, unfortunate that he fouled out. We really needed him in this one. Some other things of note. Kevon Looney and Dario Saric were DNPs. This is really the end of an era for Kevon Looney. His consecutive streak of 255 games played has come to an end. But Steve Kerr, after Trayce Jackson-Davis' incredible performance against the Milwaukee Bucks, says, we got to get Trayce more minutes. We got to get this kid ready for the playoffs. And, you know, he got 18 minutes tonight and didn't disappoint. 3 of 3 from the field, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. He was minus 15, though, in those 18 minutes. So, but the second unit struggled. I mean, even Chris Paul was minus 15, Klay Thompson with minus 11. So very interesting. The bench unit that's just historically been so good put up a lot of points, but was involved in a lot of losing basketball for the Warriors tonight. Meanwhile, the starters who somewhat struggled offensively, Curry, again, held to 15 points and 5 of 18 shooting. None of the starters were net minuses. Everyone was above, you know, Draymond was +0, but you had Curry +9, Pods and Wiggins +7, Kuminga +3. Kuminga was 19 and 10 double-double, 9 of 10 from the free throw line, super aggressive. The outside shot wasn't falling, so it was all inside in the paint. He just continues to be super impressive. Unfortunately, Kuminga got the short end of the stick defending DeRozan for most of the night, who was just absolutely cooking. He had at least three and ones against Kuminga, so just felt like this was a great lesson for Kuminga in learning, one, how to perfect the pump fake, and two, how to stay down and defend without fouling, which is easier said than done, especially against one of the better all-time in closing and pump fakes in DeRozan. So this one stinks, man. You know, Warriors are hanging on to the 10th seed right now. Doesn't really feel like they're in jeopardy of losing the 10th spot. But again, this team wants to move to 5 or 6. And this was a pivotal game to pick up in order to keep that momentum. But like I talked about on the last pod, you got to break this down into stretches. You lose a tough game, you got to pick up the others. You won that game in Milwaukee. So now it's about taking care of the San Antonio Spurs. And then you got the Dallas Mavericks. And no excuses there. So Dub Nation's just going to be anxiously awaiting for more news on Stephen Curry. A lot can happen over the next few days. Again, it's going to be opportunity should Curry miss significant time or any time. It's going to be opportunity next man up. A lot of guys deserving of minutes. Obviously, no one's going to replicate what Steph Curry can do on the floor, but you've got a lot of different options that Steve Kerr can roll out there. It is fortunate in looking at the schedule and who they play, at least over the next 6 days. You've got, you know, 2 games against San Antonio, and you've got until Wednesday to gear up for the Mavericks, and you don't play the Lakers until Saturday. So basically, you know, if Curry misses a week, you'd 2 games against the Spurs and a game against Dallas. You get Curry back, and then you go New York, Grizzlies, and Indiana back at home. The first game against the Spurs is at home. The second is on the road. So are the Dallas and Lakers. So again, got to look at this in stretches. 3-1, homestand would still be good. It'd be 2-1. 2-1 homestand would still, you know, you still take it. You obviously would like to have that be 3-0, but you picked up the win against Milwaukee, and just not much else to say. We got to find out what's up with Curry, how much time he's going to miss. Curious to see Andrew Wiggins, if his minutes goes up, we're going to need more of him and his offense and his aggressiveness. Jonathan Kuminga, going to be a great time to watch him get unleashed. Chris Paul, obviously one of the best point guards in the business, more than capable of stepping up. I would assume he would be promoted to the starting unit. Lester Quinones would probably come off the bench, but we'll see. We'll see. We've got some time. Again, next game isn't until Saturday. And then following that up with Monday and Wednesday and Saturday. So, yeah. Disappointing night for the Warriors, obviously, for a variety of reasons. But we got to hang tough. Got to stay in there. Far from over. And hopefully we get some good news in the coming days. And once again, this has been a We Believe Golden State Warriors basketball podcast. If you haven't already, please give me a follow over at Twitter. That's at SD Orlick. Subscribe, rate, and review the show. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll catch you on the next one.